The news was published on Monday, October 7, 2024. I am Eva. You know how we're always hearing about AI this, AI that? Well, buckle up, because it's not just hype anymore. It's like AI has been hitting the gym, and now it's flexing its muscles in our everyday gadgets. Let me break it down for you. Remember those clunky old processors that could barely handle a game of solitaire? Well, they've got a new cousin in town called NPUs, Neural Processing Units. Think of them as the brains behind the AI brawn. These little powerhouses are getting beefier by the day. And they're not just hanging out in some secret lab. Nope. They're making themselves right at home in our phones, laptops, and even those funky AR headsets you've been eyeing. Speaking of AR headsets, it's like we're living in a sci-fi movie now. Meta's Quest 3 is out there blending the real world with the virtual one, and it's not just for gamers. Imagine working out in your living room, but you're actually running through a digital forest. Or how about watching a movie that feels like it's happening right in front of you? And Apple's not sitting this one out either. Their Vision Pro is like strapping a whole Apple ecosystem to your face. It's wild stuff. But here's the kicker. It's not just about fancy headgear. Your smartphone? Yeah, it's basically a mini AI powerhouse now. Google's Tensor Chip and Apple's Bionic series are like having a tiny genius in your pocket. They're juggling tasks like Face ID, AR apps, and making your photos look Instagram-worthy without you lifting a finger. It's like having a personal assistant, photographer, and translator all rolled into one sleek device. And don't get me started on home robots. Remember when we thought Roombas were cool? Well, now we've got Amazon's Astro rolling around, and it's not just sucking up dust. This little guy is using AI to navigate your home like it's been living there for years. It's recognizing faces, understanding voice commands, and probably judging your interior design choices. Okay, maybe not that last part, but who knows? You know, as I think about these exciting AI advancements, I can't help but be reminded of some other game-changing tech innovations we've seen in the past. Take smartphones, for instance. Remember when touchscreens first became a thing? It's wild to think there was a time when we actually had to press physical buttons on our phones. I mean, can you imagine trying to type out a text message on those tiny keypads now? It'd be like trying to play piano with oven mitts on. But then Apple dropped the iPhone in 2007, and suddenly we were all swiping and tapping away like it was second nature. It completely changed how we interacted with our devices. No more fumbling with a stylus or squinting at a tiny screen. We could pinch to zoom, flick to scroll, and suddenly our phones felt less like clunky gadgets and more like extensions of ourselves. And it wasn't just about making things prettier or easier to use. That touchscreen interface opened up a whole new world of possibilities for app developers. Suddenly, we had games that used tilt controls, drawing apps that let you finger paint on your phone, and all sorts of creative tools that just wouldn't have been possible with a traditional keypad. But you know what's funny? At the time, there were plenty of skeptics who thought touchscreens were just a gimmick. They said physical keyboards were more precise, that people would never get used to typing on glass. Boy, were they wrong. Now we've got toddlers who can navigate an iPad before they can tie their shoes. It's a great reminder that sometimes the most revolutionary changes can seem strange or unnecessary at first. But once they catch on, we wonder how we ever lived without them. I mean, try handing a flip phone to a teenager today. They'd probably look at it like it was some kind of ancient artifact. Speaking of technologies that seemed like science fiction at first, how about virtual assistants? Siri, Alexa, Google Assistant. These AI-powered helpers have become such a normal part of our lives that we barely think twice about barking orders at our phones or smart speakers. But cast your mind back to when they first appeared on the scene. It was pretty mind-blowing stuff. I remember when Siri first launched with the iPhone 4S back in 2011. People were equal parts amazed and confused. Here was this disembodied voice that could tell you the weather, set reminders, and even crack jokes. It felt like we were living in the future, like we all suddenly had our own personal JARVIS from Iron Man. Of course, those early versions were pretty limited. Half the time Siri would misunderstand you or come back with some hilariously off-base response. But even with all its quirks, it was clear that this technology was going to be a big deal. Fast forward to today, and we've got virtual assistants that can control our smart homes, make restaurant reservations, and even have surprisingly human-like conversations. What's really fascinating is how quickly we've adapted to having these AI helpers in our lives. It's become totally normal to ask Alexa to add things to your shopping list, or to have Google Assistant set your alarm for the morning. We're essentially talking to computers all day long, and we don't even bat an eye. Let's take a look at where all this AI tech might be headed. It's not just about having a virtual assistant that can set your alarm or order your groceries anymore. We're talking about a future where AI could be so deeply woven into the fabric of our daily lives that we might not even notice it's there. Imagine waking up in the morning and your AI-powered home system has already adjusted the temperature, opened the curtains, and started brewing your coffee, all based on your sleep patterns and preferences. Your smart mirror could display your schedule for the day, along with personalized health recommendations based on data from your fitness tracker. Your self-driving car could pick the optimal route to work, factoring in real-time traffic data and your preferred arrival time. But here's the thing. With all this convenience comes some pretty big questions about privacy and autonomy. Are we cool with AI systems knowing so much about our daily routines and personal habits? What happens if these systems get hacked or the data falls into the wrong hands? And at what point do we start to lose our ability to make decisions for ourselves if we're constantly deferring to AI recommendations? On the flip side, this AI revolution could shake up the job market in ways we've never seen before. We might see a whole new crop of jobs pop up in AI development, maintenance, and ethics. Think about it. We could have AI trainers, robot psychologists, or even AI-human interaction specialists. But at the same time, a lot of jobs could become automated. It's not just about factory workers anymore. We're talking about white-collar jobs too. Accountants, lawyers, even doctors might find parts of their jobs taken over by AI. It's like we're standing at the edge of a diving board and we can see the water below, but we're not quite sure how deep it is or what's lurking beneath the surface. The potential is huge, but so are the risks. We need to be having some serious conversations about how we want to shape this AI-powered future before we take the plunge. Now let's think about how this AI revolution might play out on a global scale. There's a real possibility that we could see a growing divide between those who have access to advanced AI technologies and those who don't. It's not hard to imagine a world where the wealthy have AI personal assistants, AI-enhanced healthcare, and AI tutors for their kids, while others are left behind. This could create new forms of social and economic inequality that we've never dealt with before. It's like the digital divide on steroids. We might see entire countries or regions falling behind if they can't keep up with AI advancements. And within countries, the gap between the tech-savvy and the tech-challenged could widen even further. But it's not all doom and gloom. The potential for AI to drive breakthroughs in fields like healthcare and scientific research is mind-blowing. We could see AI systems analyzing massive data sets to identify new drug targets or predict disease outbreaks before they happen. In labs around the world, AI could be running simulations and crunching numbers at speeds that human scientists could only dream of. Imagine an AI system that can analyze your entire genetic code and predict your risk for various diseases with incredible accuracy. Or AI-powered robotic surgeons that can perform delicate procedures with superhuman precision. We might even see AI helping us tackle some of the biggest challenges facing humanity, like climate change or food security. It's like we're on the cusp of a new scientific renaissance powered by artificial intelligence. The rate of discovery and innovation could accelerate exponentially. But again, we need to be thoughtful about how we harness this power. We don't want to end up in a situation where only a select few have access to these life-changing technologies. The news was brought to you by Listen2. This is Eva.